You live in Los Angeles. You have to pour one out for Kobe.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, he will. So wait, if our fans are called Sotskers, do we also call these Oscars the Sotskers? Yeah.
The Sotskers. The Sotskers.
Scottskers. That's the one. Scott's Totskers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Sots Watch.
Sots Watch.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben. I'm Doug.
And
I am Doug's brother, Michael.
There he is, folks. For the first time.
I should say AKA Pants Manager.
Oh my God! Your
mystery.
Pants Manager! No! It was the mystery that made it special, Michael.
Oh, I can bleep that out. Don't worry, we'll just bleep that out.
Yes. For the first time, his inaugural visit. Mike Palmer, everybody.
Woo!
Brother to Doug, as he just said. I'm just repeating things, but louder.
His introduction made him sound like he doesn't actually exist, and that he's a Comedy Bang Bang style creation, like, yeah. Character that one of us is playing. Or that we got Dane back, and Dane's like, I'm Doug's brother.
It's just Doug doing text-to-speech the entire time.
He's one of our original Sotskers, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, Pants Manager, man, what a legend. Mm-hmm. On the three times that we streamed our gaming idea.
Yeah.
May come back. We'll see.
Yeah, it might. We'll try to bring it back.
It's testing positively in the Balklands. I don't know what you're talking about. You want to try that one over?
Little?
No, I really don't. I'm hoping I get the chance to edit this one so that I can just come on out. But if I edit it, I'm just going to put it in throughout the episode 7, 8, 10 times. Who can say?
Yeah, at the end of every other paragraph.
So Ben, who
Not
do you
that we
think
edit,
is going to
live?
Ben, who do you think is taking Best Actor? The Balklands. Ben chose the Balklands for the seventh time in a row. He's really predicted a sweep.
It's pronounced Joker.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
We should get into what we're drinking so we can get into what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and start because I've got one basic and one interesting. Starting with the basic, Miller Lite, a fine Pilsner beer.
Mm-hmm. It is a fine Pilsner beer.
Been on this show many times, but the backup has not.
Do
been
tell.
On the show before. I'll get to that when I open it.
Son of a bitch.
You tease.
So that's what I'm drinking.
Ooh. Ah!
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That is a foamy brew. Uh-huh.
It sounds fake. He's drinking water.
No. Those last two were definitely for effect, but...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no, that beer foamed up. What good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm drinking a beer from a brewery that I've had beer from before on the show, but I don't think I've ever had this beer. It's Einstock is the brewery. They're an Icelandic brewery.
Hmm.
Those Icelanders are known for their beer. Are they? What is Iceland known for? It's not even
ice,
icy.
But it's not cold there.
Yeah, it's not even cold. So
it's for Iceland being green and Greenland being icy.
God damn it, Iceland.
Mighty Ducks too.
Bunch of liars.
Brewed 60 miles south of the Arctic Circle, we balance three kinds of hops with pure Icelandic water to create an ale unlike any other, guys. It's their pale ale, and it's okay. I really like their white ale, which is a type of beer I don't generally enjoy. So I was wondering if maybe I would enjoy their pale ale, which is also a beer that I don't generally love that much. And it's aight. It's aight.
Okay.
It's got good hops. Uh-huh. And a little bit of like malt, but not a ton. I don't know. It's nothing stellar for a pale ale, but if you like a pale ale, it's a solid entry.
I'm drinking Lucky Bucket Groover India Pale Ale, which I had.
Groover?
Yeah, it's not as bitter of a finish as most of them. Hmm. It's, well, boy, I'll read the description. All you IPA lovers there, dig this. Yeah. What we have here is a smooth and hoppy selection for your enjoyment. The mellow malt gets things moving.
Woo!
While the funky hop bass line drops. Get a whiff and take a sip. Now you're in the groove. It's kind of a fruitier IPA. It's like a not real dry. I like it, though.
Well, good. I'm glad the beer's good, because I did not like their little runner about it.
I could have done it better, more like
you're just mad because you didn't come up with it.
I'm mad because they didn't use the word entry. They didn't.
Well, there you go.
They didn't even talk about
the fruit. Need the good fruity entry.
Yeah, they don't even talk about the beer's entry. How does it enter? Doug, how's the entry?
I'll tell you when you're older. Now, really, the first sip is like just like any IPA I've ever had, but the finish is really kind of fruity and smooth. So it's good, but it's... I've had this beer before from a lot of other breweries, basically, but it's good.
Okay.
Pants manager, what do you got?
In honor of Ben, I am drinking a nice, lovely session. I kid. I'm actually drinking an amber alt from Alaskan Brewing.
Oh,
I think smooth, I saw that. Flavorful, and balanced from Alaska to you.
Well, if there's one thing we all know about Alaska.
Smooth and flavorful. Well, it's award season.
It sure is.
For movies.
Woo. It sure is.
I think the Grammys are tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, the Grammys are tonight. Also, the Royal Rumble, another important award, will be handed out tonight.
The Royal Rumble is happening tonight, you say.
Yep.
Is Lupita Nyong'o getting snubbed there, too?
You know, probably, I'm not sure. The full women's roster has not been revealed for the women's Royal Rumble. There's always a few surprises, so you never know. But I'm going to guess that she is not making an appearance.
Amy Poehler in her debut. Just running out there and being diving right out of the
very
ring.
Very hyper.
If she was in character as Leslie Knope, she could probably win the thing. But
yeah, maybe.
But anyway, well, most of the awards are done. The Oscars are coming up soon.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, it's in like 3 or 4 days. 4 days. It's been a good year for movies. I have fortunately seen most of the nominees for the big stuff, but Joker this year leads the way with 11 nominations. Has everyone seen Joker at least, right?
I have.
Yes.
No.
Damn it.
Really? Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna
okay, you're an incel.
Well, and I've been very busy lately, but I have discovered that there is a theater right around the corner from Gina and I's apartment. And not only are the tickets there cheap and the movie screens and theaters small, but they also serve McLeod's Beer, which is our favorite brewery out here.
Ooh,
they have it on tap. Nice. So, oh, I brought some back, that Van Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That brewery, they have that beer on tap at the theater. So I think I'm going to be seeing a lot more movies now.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be a decent addition to the show for finally.
I think we'll have a good mix because, Mike, you've seen most or all of the Best Picture nominees?
I have seen all of them for the second year in a row.
Nice. I have seen all but three. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Yeah. And then in the other categories, there's random things like Bombshell and Judy, which I have not seen. But
I've seen both of those movies.
What's that?
I said I've seen both of those movies.
You've seen them all?
I've seen pretty much everything that's been nominated in the major categories. I think the only one I haven't really seen is Two Popes, which is on Netflix, so I should watch that. And Antonio Banderas' movie.
Pain and Glory. Yeah, that wasn't playing anywhere near here that I know of. But we did this last year. We kind of went through the major categories and we went through what should win, in our opinion, what will win, probably. Because it's a politics game. And there were some snubs we went through last year. There's one big one I know I have for sure. Other than that, if you guys have some, we can talk about those too. But it was a tough year. There were a lot of good movies and performances. And also Captain Marvel came out this year. So we ran the gamut. Just kidding. Captain Marvel's not that bad. But we should do a quick movie news. Speaking of Captain Marvel, they are going to do a sequel, no surprise. But it's going to have a new writer and new directing team. Yeah. I don't know why I said team, because it probably won't be a team. It'll probably be one person this time. But
that also probably, that shouldn't be a surprise, I don't think, either.
No.
That they're changing up the who's at the helm of the next movie.
Yeah.
That was definitely a movie you watch, and you're like, yeah, these people were in over their heads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. The movie is definitely flawed. It's not like take it out behind the shed and put it down flawed.
No, it's not that bad.
But yeah, I think, Doug, I think it was you who put it this way, that it is the most by the numbers cookie cutter movie Marvel made since Thor.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I think they pigeonholed themselves by, like, it needs to be in the 90s and it needs to come out before Endgame. Like, it didn't need to do either of those things, but whatever. Studios interfere and it gets messed up sometimes.
You know, it happens.
They can't all be the best movie.
That's also a tough character to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're invincible.
Super powerful. Yeah. Yep. They went with her character flaw being that she couldn't remember her past, and like that's not really that interesting, you know?
Yeah, and it's not a great first of all, it's not that much of a character flaw. It's just a character like device.
Yeah,
and then also it can't be your character flaw forever, because fuck, that's boring and aggravating. Like. Mm-hmm. The great thing about Wolverine not understanding or knowing his past is that he doesn't really care that much in the day-to-day sense. You know, it's just like he's just living his life. He's done enough to regret that he does remember. But
that movie definitely felt like Kevin Feige feeling a little pressure to get more female characters up and running. Yeah.
Mm. But not in an interesting way.
Well, it's still made like $1.1 billion later.
Yeah.
I wonder about Black Widow. I wonder what they're doing with it, basically. I hope it's good. And I hope they take it in a different direction. But there's also only so much they can do with it, because it takes place in the past of this world. That's already done, more or less.
I still do not understand this move. Unless, like, my only guess is that something in Black Widow is going to give a major tease toward the direction that the next era of Marvel or saga, what do they call them?
The cinematic phases. Universe.
Phases. Well, they call this the Infinity Era or...
Oh, yeah.
The Infinity Saga or something.
Whatever.
Which was three or four phases, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. So I can only imagine that the big payoff for Black Widow, yes, you finally give the character her own movie because about, I don't know, six people have been clamoring for that. but you've got to be able to, like, tease something that's the big bad or the big conflict going forward.
Well, and I think the reason it's Black Widow is because they wanted they felt like they had to make a movie with a character that we already knew, and it couldn't be Iron Man. Obviously, it couldn't be Captain America. Thor has his thing going on. It was supposed to be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but there was the whole James Gunn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they felt like they had to do a character that people knew, because next up is Eternals, and they got to make sure the audience doesn't just go away because they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's my guess, anyway. Well, should we jump into these Oscar movie categories? Should we just go? I'll name a category, and you guys kind of give me your what you think should or will win, or both.
That works for me.
Yeah,
why don't we at the end?
Sure. I will jump in with two things real quick, because there was a line that I spoke a couple weeks ago that you told me to write down, and I just found it, which is Oscars are the WWE of movies, kind of running back to the Royal Rumble thing, because the winner's already decided. It's all just show.
Yeah.
And two, I'm cracking my backup beer.
Ooh. Oh, all right. Tell us about this backup beer.
It's a... first time that it's been on this show. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about these noises you're hearing. First time it's been on this show. First time it's been released in cans. Little brewery that you might know called White Elm.
Mm-hmm.
I've just smacked my mic. It's fine. Had their Champorado Day a few weekends back. And their first go at this beer, which is the Toasted Marshmallow Champorado.
Ooh.
A bourbon barrel-aged stout. Got cinnamon, toasted marshmallows, vanilla, guajillo chilies, and cacao nibs.
Oh my god.
And it is excellent.
It sounds
excellent. I'm a big fan of cacao and beer.
Oh yes. And it pulls through.
Cacao.
Let me describe the entry real quick, and then we'll get on to our...
Thank you. I was waiting.
The bourbon is very strong in the entry, as most of their other bourbon barrel-aged stouts. But as that kind of fades away, then all the other flavors just kind of come up, and they all blend perfectly. It's almost like a Rice Krispie treat, but it has a little bit of like chili powder or something like in it, and cinnamon. Mm. It's very tasty. Very goddamn good.
Sounds like I'm going to come steal some from
you. Well, there's only one can left, so try me.
Dang it. Okay, I'm just going to pick a category, and you guys tell me. Do you want me to go first, since I'm picking the categories?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We'll probably just hit the main ones, make sure we hit the main ones first, but we're going to start like they do with, let's say, actress in a supporting role. This is one of those categories where I'm like, well, I saw two of the movies, I should say. The nominees are Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, Laura Dern, Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit, Florence Pugh for Little Women, and Margot Robbie for Bombshell. From what I saw, I put Scarlett Johansson winning. Should win. She's a should win.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what I'm seeing and reading, I think Laura Dern gets it for Marriage Story, which she was really good in, to be fair.
Yeah.
But with the Oscars, it's so much about what you're hearing and what the narrative is around it, which is why Olivia Colman winning over Glenn Close was such a surprise last year, because everybody thought Glenn Close was taking that. But I thought Scarlett Johansson was really, really good in Jojo Rabbit, playing Jojo's mom, playing kind of a character who has to be brave for her kid while she's doing all this secret anti-Nazi stuff. And Laura Dern was just good. But I think they're going to give it to Laura Dern. I think it's her year.
Okay.
Who's next? Well, Mike, I'll go next. Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Never mind.
Aaron, you go.
Okay.
We'll go Palmer Tibbles.
Oh,
there you go.
Perfect. All right.
A nice balance for the listeners.
Sure.
Yeah, I too selected Laura Dern as who I would expect to win. I did have kind of runner-up as, because I haven't seen any of these movies. Spoiler. I'm sure many of you are surprised. I went with Kathy Bates as a runner-up, simply for the history of her performances and being a well-recognized name in the industry.
Does she have an Oscar yet?
I think she has two of them, actually.
Yeah, I think didn't she win for About Schmidt? I'll look it up while we're...
Yeah, she won some.
Maybe Misery.
I was thinking
Mystery. Yeah, there was a couple in the 90s that she won, I think, or at least one. She's got at least one, if not two.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I had similar thoughts, Aaron, but I'll wait for my turn to talk about that.
Yeah, so I've actually seen all of these movies, mm-hmm. including Little Women. Mm-hmm. So who I think will win, I agree that Laura Dern will win. However, I think they're giving it to her for the wrong movie. She was much better in Little Women as the mom of all of the so titled Little Women.
She was the big woman.
The big little woman.
Yeah, she's like 5'10", so I suppose you'd call her a big woman.
Not to her face, I wouldn't. She's 5'10". She'd kick my ass.
She's 5 inches taller than Ben. She can't.
Doug, no, my secret.
Which I actually had to laugh. You know, she'll win for Marriage Story, which as a divorce lawyer, I actually watched that movie through different lenses, kind of analyzing.
Just laughing the whole time.
I mean, they got it actually relatively accurate. I mean, there's obviously some cinematic license that they took, but
sure.
Funny enough, she's actually, I've dealt with attorneys who are very similar to her in real life, which is whatever. I mean, we all do it differently, but who I think should win was actually Florence Pugh in Little Women. I am a big Florence Pugh fan, though, so I might be biased.
She was good in Midsommar, the half of it that I saw.
The only good thing about that movie's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I didn't finish it. Couldn't finish it.
That's just my opinion.
Nope, it's fact.
That is not what I've heard about that movie. Okay, so I'm absorbing everyone's information. Mm-hmm. I haven't settled yet. I haven't seen these movies. I wanted to see Jojo Rabbit, but we ended up seeing Knives Out instead.
Good choice.
Yeah, I mean, Knives Out was great. No,
I've heard that's good.
It could have a little more action. It was a little boring at times, but I really liked the character. We're not here to talk about that movie.
Not in this category.
That's true. I think I'm going to say ScarJo for Jojo. ScarJo for Jojo Rabs.
ScarJo for Jojo.
Yeah. I mean, that movie, is just getting like everyone who sees it loves it. And I have heard that she has taken like that within the movie, she is refreshingly like back to original charismatic ScarJo that kind of everyone fell in love with before she started getting cast in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
before she was an Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a really good performance. Ironically, I think Laura Dern's a lock. I would actually probably peg her fourth or fifth out of these nominees in my opinion, but
yeah. Well, and right. I think spoiler alert to when we get to this category, but Scarlett being nominated in two categories, I think is what will hurt her.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I took that into consideration.
But enough of that, because we'll get to that in a category or two.
Yes.
Where are my actor in a supporting role?
Mm-hmm.
It's, 40% of this is The Irishman.
Yeah.
But we have Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. He played Mr. Rogers, obviously. Anthony Hopkins for The Two Popes. He was Pope John Paul II? No, he was
Benedict.
Benedict. Al Pacino for The Irishman, Joe Pesci for The Irishman, and Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time, .. in Hollywood. Me, personally, I thought, and there's a lot of context around this too, so maybe it's hard to pick, but I thought Joe Pesci was great. He didn't play the usual Joe Pesci over the top yelling at everybody, and he doesn't act very often anymore. He hasn't been in a movie in a long time. Mm-hmm. So for him to come out of pseudo-retirement and be that good, I thought should get it. I think Brad Pitt will win for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's my will win. Bitch, he was good. I thought he played his part really well.
Did you say bitch?
Man,
he was good.
A lot better. I don't think so.
I think your microphone clipped off the beginning of the beginning of
bitch. He was good.
Yeah,
bitch. He was.
I'm pretty
good.
Sure you were saying which he was good, but it sounded like bitch. He was good. I was wondering. Like, were you preempting something?
Wow, that was
kind of a
enthusiastic sell.
He and DiCaprio are both going through similar, like the downturn in their career, and they're both struggling to find work, but it's, they, the way they deal with it is in very different ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, I thought Brad Pitt was good. I would give it to Pesci, but I'm going to say Brad Pitt ultimately wins it.
Hmm. Aaron?
So I chose Tom Hanks for Will Win. Mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. again, he's got the name recognition. He's playing the role of a very beloved person in Americana.
And the Academy loves him.
Of course. Absolutely.
They do.
Runner-up being Anthony Hopkins for similar reasons. He's just mm-hmm. been in the industry for so long. And
he is incredible. Like,
yeah, it just feels like they're both... Both Tom Hanks and Anthony Hopkins, at this point in their careers, can do no wrong.
Does everybody on that category already have an Oscar for acting? Does Brad Pitt have one?
Probably.
Yes,
I'm almost positive he does. I don't know.
That's what, because I know.
Does Joe Pesci?
What, does Pacino? Pesci got one. No, wait. Maybe he didn't.
I don't think Pesci has an Oscar. His
look it up.
His cohort in My Cousin Vinny. She got an Oscar.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah, Joe Pesci does have an Oscar.
Okay.
Let's see. He won for Goodfellas.
Haha. Huh. I was like, I thought he had
that
another
makes
movie
sense.
I have which not seen.
Yeah.
That's an all-time.
I've heard it's...
Like, that category is an all-time greats.
Yeah.
And that, and Aaron, Goodfellas, like, Goodfellas is on a greats list for a lot of things. Cast, the movie itself, but my favorite thing in Goodfellas is the continuous shot through the restaurant as they enter through the back way of the restaurant. It's just a continuous shot. It's maybe like 3 to 5 minutes long. It's just a really cool feature. And I would say that's on my top five lists of like best cinematography moments.
Sure.
In film.
Yeah. I'm definitely a big fan of well done continuous shots, which is why I love
Ben. Is that when they play Lola?
Yes,
like that extended scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. I was just gonna say that's why I loved Birdman so much, because there were a lot of those continuous shots, and I thought that was very well done.
Well, then we can discuss this later. You would love 1917 a whole lot.
Really? I heard
it is one continuous shot.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh.
Jeez.
I heard mixed reviews about that movie.
Well, we will discuss
it. sounds good.
All right, Mike.
Supporting actor.
Yes, and I did look. Brad Pitt actually does not have an acting Oscar. Oh. He does have one for producing 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
So, yes, I actually agree with Doug. I think Brad Pitt will probably win this one. And he was good, like Doug said, but I think he was also just being a little bit of Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he kind of was playing himself.
Which, again, it's a good movie, but I think Joe Pesci should win. I think that was an incredibly understated performance, especially, like you said, given what he's normally doing. Mm-hmm. So I think that just showed his range quite a bit, and that role within the context of the story required a lot, and he didn't go over the top when he really could have.
Yeah, there are a lot of moments where he could have just done his Joe Pesci freak out, and it still would have made sense for the scene, but yeah, he was good.
Well, damn. I'm going to have to block out 3.5 hours of my day to watch The Irish.
I can give you... Somebody did a thing of how to watch it in three parts that actually would work really well.
Yeah, I think I might have to do that. Take some brief intermissions or give it a little time
to
breathe.
Watch the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie.
That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Ben, actor in a supporting role.
I mean, I hate to agree with Doug.
But
I'm like, it makes me physically ill to say it.
But
just whisper Doug is right into the microphone.
But I think Brad Pitt, Can't even say it.
Take your time.
I think Brad
Tyler,
Pitt.
You can call him Tyler Durden if that helps.
It doesn't. I think Brad Pitt's going to win for Once Upon a Time in Mexico or Hollywood. Different film. I think A, because he doesn't have an Oscar yet, and that is that can be a factor. It isn't always, but it can be.
Yeah.
And I think Hollywood likes Brad Pitt a lot, and I think Brad Pitt has put in his time. To be fair, he's like a seasoned actor now. You know, you can't think of him as just the man meat in Thelma and Louise anymore. That was him, right? He played the young guy.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, the others, I mean, Anthony Hopkins, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino, how many more Oscar chances are they even going to get? They already have theirs. It's fine. It can be a younger man's game. Tom Hanks, you know, he's got a ton of Oscars already. And I think that it's almost too Oscar-baity for them to bite on, if that makes sense. Like, Tom Hanks playing Mr. fucking Rogers seems like, well, of course they're just going to hand it to him. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's going to go to Brad Pitt. I didn't see that movie. I heard it's really good. I've got issues with Tarantino right now. I don't. Ugh.
Oh, sure.
Ugh. I don't.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan of feet.
Well, now,
if you are, don't definitely make some time to watch this movie today.
Don't go putting words in my mouth, Mike. No, I just like he just it's it just seems like, oh wow, what a surprise that Tarantino's kind of a creepy loser. Oh, except it's not. It shouldn't be a surprise because we all really kind of knew, and we were more surprised that he made decent movies. And then somewhere along the way, we forgot about it, and we were just like, "This guy makes decent movies." And then it turns out he's a creep, and it's kind of like, "Oh yeah,
yeah." But he's like a weirdo creep. He's not like a Hollywood creep. I don't know if that's better, but
no,
he's kind of a weirdo. Like,
I think it is.
He's not hurting people, probably.
Well, but he was like kind of he was kind of toxic to Uma Thurman during Kill Bill, as I understand it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
To be fair, that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is probably the least Tarantino-y movie he's ever made.
See, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's a departure for him, yeah.
Yeah. It's he wouldn't have made this movie this way 15 years ago,
sure,
20
sure.
years ago. But, yeah, it's good. I do think Tarantino, I don't think he knows what to do with his female characters, but that's a whole other thing.
Hmm. What do you mean? He had Kill Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a strong female role, Doug.
Actress in a supporting... Oh! Actress in a leading role.
Oh.
I guess... So the only, I saw a Marriage Story with Scarlett Johansson. I don't think she will win. She was really good. I think, based on what I've heard only, Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland in Judy was just phenomenal and great. But I think that movie came out too early, and Charlize Theron playing Megyn Kelly apparently is captivating the universe for whatever reason. By the way, when the best part of your movie is that your actress looks and sounds like a real-life person, your movie's not very good. But I think that's why Charlize Theron will win for Bombshell playing Megyn Kelly, because she did the voice. But that's all I've heard about those, unfortunately. Hmm. And I heard Saoirse Ronan is not the strongest part of Little Women by a long shot, so... Her getting nominated is kind of interesting.
Huh.
But that's what I think. I think Renee Zellweger should win. Charlize Theron will win.
Okay. I remember when I said that I took it into consideration that Scarlett Johansson was nominated. I didn't, because I chose her as she will win. Just because I heard Marriage Story was pretty good. And that's about it. My runner-up is Cynthia Erivo. I hope I pronounced that correctly. For Harriet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But looking back on it, I think it's more of just like the Academy saying, see, we nominated her. We're not racist. It's fine. Shut up. It's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe she will win. I don't know.
She could. It could happen.
She could. It might.
It won't.
And it could happen for that very same reason. Not only was she nominated, she won. Get off our backs. Shit.
Fuck.
But we'll see.
Who's your should win?
Well, I guess that would have been her. That's who I had for runner-up.
Got it.
Oh, I guess my should win was actually somebody who wasn't nominated, but I'll save that for snubs.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think I'm with you, Doug, but we'll talk about that one.
No, I know what you're saying.
Same.
And I agree.
Let's all just say it. Share. Mamma Mia 2.
Mama Boogaloo.
Was she in that? I don't know.
Mike, you got her. Sure.
So for this category, let's see, where are we at? Harriet is the only one I did not see in this, so I don't know anything about that performance. But I do not think she will win. I think Renee Zellweger will win for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I saw that movie, and it's good. It's kind of along the lines of Charlize Theron's. It's an imitation performance as much as acting. You know, the mannerisms and the appearance and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's not anything that's like, you know, I don't think that it's to that level. I would probably pick Scarlett Johansson as should win, because I thought she gave a really strong performance in a movie that someone with lesser skills would have gotten eaten alive by.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie that definitely could have overwhelmed someone more inexperienced or just not as talented, and she stuck right there, which was good. But I think that one is probably Renee Zellweger, seems based upon the guilds and other people who are voting that they seem to be picking her for, you know, whatever reason. It's not like a lifetime achievement thing. It's not like she's been, you know, since what, Chicago, has she even done anything like noteworthy?
Not that I have heard just of the yet. Same scrunch face thing that she's been doing for quite some time.
She was in that Netflix show that Chris's sister was also in.
That I can't remember. Right, What now. If?
What if? That right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I watched that first episode and decided.
Oh God.
Nah. Why, Ben? Why do you
stop shaking your beer?
Why do you choose the foamiest of beers?
I don't. I was so good with it, guys. It was in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole time. This whole time, it's just been sitting in the fridge, and then I gingerly brought it to the counter and I set it down and just and I let it just
gingerly,
sit there
he says,
for
gingerly.
A while.
I rolled it from the kitchen. And I kicked it up onto the table.
Did a sick kick flip.
It looked really cool though, guys. You got to see it.
I put it on my TikTok.
Oh God.
No, I'm going on Byte.
Ah,
the new.
Is that was,
the,
yeah,
the new. The new Vine. New Vine.
Yeah.
No, the new Vine.
Yeah.
It's called the new Vine?
No.
Well, and wasn't...
I'm just saying TikTok was supposed to be the new Vine. Now it's Byte.
No, that's true.
Anyway.
And Vine was just ben, the new... what was the older one?
Vine. Good question.
Yeah, fuck. It was...
Was there
it's where,
one before Vine?
Yeah, it's where Bo Burnham got famous. Wasn't that...
No, that, he was YouTube and Vine.
Oh, I thought it was an earlier one. I thought there was an earlier version.
Oh, I don't know.
Not
I could
to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't.
I could
I'm
be,
old no. enough that I've been out of touch for
I don't
20
know.
Years.
Yeah. Could have been Snapchat. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Actor in a leading role. Wait, actress in a leading
actress
role.
Actress in a leading role.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to go to Renee. Because, again, this time, though, it's like, Renee has been around just long enough that I think the Academy is going to get a little sad that she's not being nominated for more stuff. And then
oh, sure.
she is portraying true Hollywood royalty. Like,
yeah.
Judy Garland is as legendary as it gets. And if she does an even like halfway decent job of bringing that person back to life, I think the Academy is going to fall over like dominoes for it.
Yeah. Which she does. I mean, she does a good job. It's just one of those like really showy performances, which Hollywood loves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh
boy. Loves yeah, yeah. those mm-hmm. things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you said, it's Hollywood patting itself on the back, which they also love to do. Mm-hmm. But
oh, for sure.
Yep. That's why it won't surprise me if Once Upon a Time in Hollywood wins some awards, surprisingly,
yeah.
like to the public, surprisingly, mm-hmm. but
I also, and here's, having not seen most of these, I will tell you that I would believe you guys when you say that ScarJo probably deserves this one, because I've heard nothing but great things about Marriage Story. But I do have one small problem, and that is the fucking headlines that were coming out that was like, can you believe it? ScarJo did 10 minutes of memorized dialogue while
I remember that,
eating
yeah.
and pretending to live in an apartment. And I was like, motherfucker, have you ever done Shakespeare? Jesus Christ. Like,
can you believe that ScarJo actually acted?
Yes.
My God.
For 10 minutes.
Hey, stage acting is different than film acting.
Well, but well, God damn.
Fair, I mean, but still. It's just, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's one of those headlines. It's like, oh my God, stop the presses.
Yeah.
She did her job. Round of applause.
It is one of those moments where I want to be like, I want you to walk into any high school theater. And I promise you that while not all the kids will have those lines fucking memorized, at least a couple of them will.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's yeah, how there easy is it is.
A huge disparity in ability. Oof, high school.
Yeah. No, fair. Absolutely. But yeah. Fundamentals, Doug. Fundamentals, fundamentals.
That's true. Actor in a leading role. This is probably going to be a quick round. But
yeah,
we'll see what
maybe.
You guys have to say. Can win and should win. Okay, well, nominees. Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory. Did not see it. DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver for Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. I'm going to say should win, can win. Will win. Must win. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker.
Yep.
Arthur Fleck. He was the best part of that movie, and he was excellent. He was terrifying to watch. He was weird to watch, but it felt natural too. So I think he should win. I think he probably is he's the one of any of these categories where I think he's the safest bet. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, I had very similar. I'm going to start with runner-up. Because we know who okay. I'm going to choose for will win. Runner-up, I chose Antonio Banderas. Again, my kind of pattern was just like, what would the Academy choose? Who yeah. has name recognition? So runner-up, Antonio Banderas. But again, Joaquin Phoenix knocked it out of the park in Joker. He made that movie. And just like you said, not only did he make it this astounding, creepy role, but he made it natural in the world that they created. Just an incredible performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I think this is probably one of the most guaranteed going into the yeah. award show is this mm-hmm. one. I don't think there's any question about this one. This would be even more shocking than like Olivia Colman winning last year was pretty shocking to most people. This would be like one of the huge ones in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 It would be, I would think, like when Spider-Verse won last year for Best Animated, I think this would be a bigger, much bigger upset even than that. Yeah. So,
definitely.
Ben, what you got?
I was going to go with Jonathan Pryce. No, I wasn't. I'm joking. No, I mean.
Oh, you joker, you.
Oh!
Got
he
him.
Said the name of the movie.
And that's why I'm Superman 3, The Quest for Peace. I think it's Joaquin Phoenix. But this raises a few issues for me.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
You think Jared Leto was the best Joker?
Yes! No.
I am so mad right now.
But that is like...
I am... Ooh.
That is part of what I'm leading toward is I don't want... Like, the Joker is a great role, and it should be a juicy enough role on its face just because of who the Joker is, especially in the Batman universe. I don't want the Joker to become that role that every actor wants because it's their shot at an Oscar. You know what I mean?
I get that, but I maintain this because it's true. If Heath Ledger is still alive today, he's not even nominated for his role as Joker in The Dark Knight.
I disagree. Mm. I disagree.
I don't think he would have been.
I think he would have been. I think that was...
I think he would have been.
He would have at least been nominated. Would he win?
Maybe not.
But he would have at least been nominated.
I don't know. Who was he going to lose to?
Yeah, who even was that?
Oh boy, I'd have to
look. You know who else was do you know who else was nominated? Fucking Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, but he was good. Oh boy, that was a year.
He was good. He really was good.
Yeah, he was great. But Heath Ledger fucking incredible.
For sure.
Yeah, that was. Well, Philip Seymour Hoffman was nominated that year.
For what?
Yeah.
Or Doubt, you know, one of those movies that literally nobody saw. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I think Heath Ledger won that legitimately, and the fact that he died made it poignant, but
man, what that year it was Heath Ledger for Dark Knight, Josh Brolin for Milk, Star Wars, Marvel actor, Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder, Marvel actor. Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead. Michael Shannon, DC actor. That was a weird year for movies.
Yeah.
2008.
But hold on here. You're worried that the Joker is going to become that role, but greatest actor alive, Jared Leto, wasn't even nominated.
That's true. You got to think about that.
You're right. Second Messiah, Jared Leto.
I think, Ben, you're right there, but also... You haven't seen Joker yet, so no spoilers, but they literally could have changed like the name of two things and it would have had nothing to do with the DC Comics character.
Exactly.
Okay.
So but he still just had, God, what a performance.
It's almost like they wrote a different movie and to get it made, they're like, well, what if we set it in the Batman universe? Like, haha, there it is. Here's all the money.
Yeah.
But we'll see when the next Joker shows up in like two Batman movies from now.
Oh, yeah. There will definitely be some kind of sequel or tie-in to a Batman. It might be at the end of the Robert Pattinson Batman, for all I know.
They could tease it, kind of like they did in Batman Begins.
Probably.
Okay, let's move on to... Well, I'm going to bring this one up only because it... Well, let's start with Best Director.
Okay.
Why can't I find it? Directing. We have, it doesn't have the names, but it's Martin Scorsese for Irishman, Todd Phillips for Joker, Sam Mendes for 1917, Directino, Renton Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and what is the guy's name?
Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho, Parasite. For me, should win of those. Oof. I go back and forth. I would say should win is Parasite. But I'll hear a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood argument. Will win. I think 1917's winning that. Because of the... It looks like it's all in one shot, and it's a war movie, and it has all of the buzz right now. And narrative matters.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I'm going to start with a spoiler alert. Because between directing as well as best pick, I've got flip-flop picks. Directing, okay. Who I think... should win for my runner-up, as I put it, is Martin Scorsese for The Irishman.
Okay.
Everything that I've heard about Parasite is nothing but phenomenal, which is why I put Bong Joon-ho as winning for Best Directing.
Okay.
And I'll get to the rest of that sentiment for the final topic. Category, I should say.
Category.
Yeah, I think Mendes is going to win that one. That's just most of the time director and picture, spoiler alert, go together.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think should win is Bong Joon-ho, because I thought that movie was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything about it. But I think Sam Mendes will win it because, like Doug said, timing and the narrative going in, and he's cleaned up at the guilds, and the guilds generally overlap in terms of voters, so that's kind of a bit of evidence that you can look to.
Hmm.
There is that, too. He's doing well at the Guild Awards. Ben, who's your favorite director of the year of this list of movies that you haven't seen yet?
So I think you guys are right. I think Mendes is going to win, but I don't think it's Sam Mendes. I think it's going to be Shawn Mendes who wins.
Well, he's a superior artist in every way.
I think he's going to come in, and I can't think of a Shawn Mendes song right now. So
Yeah.
They're all about, he's like that whiny, he's the nice guy on the internet who's like, if she would just break up with him and love me, because I would treat her right. He's that guy, but in music form.
He is such an asshole, but I would treat her like a queen. Mm-hmm. The musician.
He's just using her. Like, okay.
She's just the flamer of the week.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I hate
I'm gonna do
capitalism.
Let's do,
so,
international film feature. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, Ben. You didn't actually answer.
Yeah, he hasn't answered yet.
No, I think it's going to be Sean. Sam. I think it's going to be Sam Mendes.
For Night Center. Yeah. Okay.
But I think you guys are like, yeah, until I heard all this buzz about the one continuous shot in 1917, I was thinking it was going to be Bong Joon-ho, because everything I've heard about Parasite is incredible, and I just haven't had the time to see it. So.
But they don't speak English, so the Academy doesn't understand what's going on. I hope against hope that Todd Phillips wins for Joker, just so we can get the Jezebel articles the next day. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Twitter would be a fun place if that happened.
Wouldn't it, though?
Film Twitter would burst into flames. I like when it got nominated, there was all these articles about, actually, Joker's a stupid movie, and anyone who's studied film, blah, blah. Shut up. Hey, people who studied film shouldn't be allowed to critique film, because their heads are so far up their own asses all the time anyway. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Joker's not actually about anything?
Ooh, that was the point of the movie. Man, but it's amazing how, because the movie didn't say, this is the message and this is how you should feel about it, people got all up in arms about how stupid it is. That was the point of the movie, was that it was holding a mirror up to society, and you can kind of feel about it how you want. But the intention was not for them to go, at the end, boy, Joker, that all that stuff you did was bad, huh?
I've learned my lesson.
You're supposed to know that as a human being, yeah.
And I'll never laugh again.
The reason I liked Joker and thought it was really well done is because at the beginning, you're clearly supposed to sympathize with the character, and then you kind of draw that line for yourself at a certain point in the movie, and that's what you're supposed to be thinking about.
Yep.
Didn't we all walk away? We all walked away from Joker thinking that murder is good?
That's true, correct. And now I am a white nationalist because I watched Joker.
Yep.
It just takes me a lot longer to go downstairs.
Just don't listen to the Gary Glitter song in real life.
Wow.
International feature film. I saw one of these, and it is should win, and it's going to win because the Academy are a bunch of cowards. Parasite will win international feature film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deserving. It's the best. I mean, the fact that it's just one of the best movies, bar none, of the year. Les Miserables is nominated, but it's not the Les Miserables that people think it is, so that won't win.
Yeah.
And Parasite has all the buzz, and it's one of the best movies of the year. So can win, should win, will win. Whatever. Aaron, international feature film.
Well, I did not pick for this because it was not on the list of main categories we were covering. But
I forgot to tell you that. I picked it for that specific reason.
Yeah, it's fine. I agree. I think Parasite will win that. For the exact same reasons that the Academy, just like I said, leading up to this, Oscars are the WWE of movies. They know who's going to win what for whatever reason. And for that, yeah, it has to win something, right? So it's going, it's going to win foreign film. I don't even have a runner-up because, again, this was not on my bracket.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'll save the rest again for the last topic, for the last category.
So I generally agree.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that I could see that not winning is if there's some sort of concerted effort by the voters to have Parasite win either Best Picture or Best Director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it doesn't win in this category, I think that that's a sign that it's going to win either director or picture later on in the evening, but I don't think that will happen, so I'm fairly certain it will win. Because for whatever reason, the Academy is that they can't just do things. They have to have a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so
it's
would
not
be
really about the best art.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and agree because I think you guys are right. I think it's going to be a political move, and I think it's going to be an appeasement. But I want to throw a category in the mix real quick, one that I hadn't really thought about. I don't know if you were going to do it or not, Doug, so I'm Kool-Aid, sure. Kool-Aid manning my way into the process. Best visual effects.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who do you think is going to win? We've got...
I think the Lion King probably wins.
God damn it. God. Damn it.
You brought this upon yourself, Ben.
Aaron.
What do you want to win?
I don't know. No, wait.
Just... I guess I'll say Endgame.
Do you mean it, or are you just trying to make me happy? Because you think it's going to be Lion King.
No, I mean, of all the movies that I have seen in 2019... which is few and far between, I think that's probably the front runner for visual effects. Am I wrong?
Mike?
Oddly enough, Marvel does not have a VFX Oscar. They've been nominated like 4 or 5 times. They've never won in that category, but
true.
I think it will either be 1917 or The Lion King, probably. I don't know. Star Wars is not going to win, and Irishman, like, that's actually
the Irishman actually weren't aging. Good. Yeah,
I wonder, like, why the Irishman was even considered. Is it because of a little de aging?
Yeah, because they did stuff. Mm. It's one of those categories that those people, the only people who actually care, are the people who work in that industry. So they're just kind of like, oh, whatever. Mm.
Here's the thing: I think the Lion King is going to win. And I might even go so far as to say it deserves to win because Star Wars did not look good in many ways. Avengers Endgame looked like good, but not spectacular in many respects. And The Lion King, just those animals looked fucking real.
Mm.
I hate that movie. I hate it.
Well, yeah.
It was such a stupid endeavor. Ugh.
I didn't like
the guy
it.
Guy made $1 million, Ben. The movie made $1 billion.
Fucking great. So
yeah,
does
but no,
McDonald's.
I think Lion King. But it's visually, it was very impressive, though. I mean,
it really was. Like it is. It really and truly was. And those graphic artists should not be held responsible for the hot dump that was presented on screen. It was a beautiful dump. It looked very real.
It really was bad, that movie. I sat it's there terrible. Watching that movie like, did these people like try? Yes. The voice actors, they just didn't seem to care.
Well, it seems like the director just chose the worst take.
I think what they did, though, here's what I think happened. Because they knew the animals weren't going to emote even a little bit, it would have been weird to then have the voices super animated and like you do for a cartoon movie. So I think they told them to tone it down to such a degree that it felt like they had just, like someone literally handed them the piece of paper, they read the lines, and then they walked out of the room.
Yeah.
That very well could be.
Maybe.
But I would like to refer you to a little movie called Homeward Bound.
Well, yeah, but the animals didn't. They were just animals, so that one didn't matter. They weren't. Their mouths weren't moving.
That's
know?
Fair. But maybe Lion King would have been better that way. Just a thought.
Yeah. It would have been significantly better if they like tried.
Yeah.
Mm. Endgame has to overcome the thing of like, there's a difference between being able to tell it's a computer effect and just knowing, but it seems like Academy voters equate those things. So like, just because you know it's a digital effect, they're like, oh, well, I can tell.
Yeah. Mm.
So, because, like, the fact that Infinity War didn't win with Thanos, just that performance and that animation alone was silly.
That's a fair point. Yeah. Who won?
For sure.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Was that when First Man won?
Yes, First Man.
Fuck.
Because you were mad about the Earth in the background.
Yeah. Which is why I think 1917 is going to win, because they always seem to vote for, like,
practical effects.
Practical, yeah, practical over actual like CGI.
Like, look, if there was a Jim Henson movie out, I would vote for that because I agree, practical effects are cool, but not like, I don't know, what's so special about the way they did 1917 versus the way Saving Private Ryan was done?
Who knows?
Saving Private Ryan might have won, I don't remember, but that was the year that Shakespeare in Love won Best Picture. And that's when you knew this whole thing's a sham.
That's right, it's the WWE.
Harvey Weinstein raped a lot of people to get that award won.
Oof. Yeah. Oof.
Ouch. And on that wonderful note, final category, although we can bring up more when we're later if you feel like it. There's a couple I have feelings about.
Right.
Best picture. Often objective. Just kidding. So the nominees are Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit. Bit of a surprise that that was nominated for me. I'm glad it is and it deserves it, but I was surprised. Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. For me, Parasite absolutely 100% is the best movie that I've seen, especially of that list. It won't win. 1917 will win because that's the movie everyone's talking about, and that's how the voters seem to go nowadays. See Green Book.
Ugh. Yeah.
But yeah, Parasite for me is the best movie of the year. I'll have to see 1917 first before I say, but I also really thought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It could, if Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won, I wouldn't be that surprised. But I think 1917 is probably taking it home. And again, I'm rooting for Joker just for the articles that I can read the next day.
Fair enough. My picks as who will win, The Irishman.
Hmm.
Because again, Martin Scorsese has that name recognition. He's, what more can I say? It's the same pattern that I've had pretty much this whole episode. Who I think should win is Parasite, which they won't, because just was said before, it's got to win something, but it's not going to win against 1917, Irishman, blah, 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 simply because the Academy works as the Academy does.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. Everything that I've heard is Parasite is the best movie of 2019, which is why I think it should win, even if I haven't seen it. I've heard nothing but incredible things. I just don't think the Academy's going to allow that. Yep. It's going to have it win for something else. Best direction, best foreign film, probably.
Yeah, that's why I picked it for international,
exactly,
for that reason.
They won't have it win both or all three categories, you know? It's just not how it works in the Academy.
This one, part of what you have to consider, the way they do the Best Picture has a different voting method than all of the other categories because they do their preferential ballots, which is how most people think Green Book ended up winning last year.
Right, yeah. I heard about that.
It was like everybody's number two and they all divided their number one. So when they did like the point tallying, Green Book just had the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that part gives me a little bit of pause, but I do think 1917 will probably win. I agree that Parasite should win. It's just, it's not going to, because you read articles with some of these like Academy members who won't be named. They're not going to be bothered to watch a foreign movie. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's so frustrating about it. Yeah, you read those and they're like, oh, I didn't see that movie because I didn't want to. Like, okay, kind of your job though.
Yeah, they don't, they're not gonna, it's kind of like, you know, we could talk about this with like snubs or other movies, but like people were not going to watch Uncut Gems to consider Adam Sandler. They're like, Adam Sandler makes those stupid comedy movies, like they weren't gonna do that.
Yep.
It's the same thing here. They're not gonna watch a foreign movie to consider it, you know, to the same level that they're gonna watch, you know, Ford v Ferrari is like a fun movie to sit and watch, they're gonna watch that. Or 1917, cool war movie, you know, they're gonna watch those, and so they vote on what they actually pay attention to. So I think 1917 will probably win, but I think Parasite should win. But the preferential voting could come into play here if they,
I think, if it gets down to preferential voting, I think that's how Once Upon a Time in Hollywood wins. But
I'm wondering if Parasite might get enough votes that people split between 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to let something else slip in. Maybe Parasite.
Oh, sure.
It could be Joker. I don't know. That would be hilarious if Joker won Best Picture.
Oh, I would love it. I'd be so happy.
That would be very, very fun to not, watch.
The it's meltdown. Not my favorite or best movie of the year, but oh boy, I'd love it.
Yeah, I think the meltdown would just be worth the price of admission on that one. But I think that's
yeah. And the preferential voting, the way it works, it's basically you put this movie is my number one, this is 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. And when Mike says what they think happened with Green Book, it sounded like a whole lot of people had it as number two, and then the ones were just scattershot everywhere. So when they tallied up the points, Green Book had the most points because it was a lot of people's number two movie, and then just enough number one that got it over the hump. But probably most people didn't pick it as their number one, but it had so many number two votes that it jumped ahead, which is a stupid way to vote for anything. But
yeah, it's the only, and it's the only category that they do that in, which makes no sense.
Yeah, but we'll see. Maybe if Joker wins this year, they'll change it. Ben, what do you got?
I actually am going to buck the trend, guys. I think it's going to be Men in Black International.
Hell yeah.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Oh, I can only imagine. Dude, I didn't see it. Shocker. It looked like a long series of commercials. It looked like just product placement after product placement after product placement.
The movie had to be made somehow, Ben.
Yeah, that's true.
But would you be surprised if I told you that Liam Neeson's the bad guy?
What?
What?
It didn't what seem a like twist. That was definitely the case.
No, I think it's going to be 1917. I think it is just like different and creative enough with its format and its storytelling, but it's still safe ground for the Oscars, right? It's still a World War movie. So,
yep.
I think that's how, I think that's the message the Oscars want to send, is saying like, look, we like new stuff. Just do the same stuff new ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a World War I movie, so it's very original and revolutionary. I have a snub. It's really the only snub that I have, and it's egregious. It's as egregious as Toni Collette not getting nominated for Hereditary last year. And it's because it's also a genre film, or racism, depending on if you believe that one guy on Twitter. Actress in a leading role, Lupita Nyong'o didn't get nominated for Us. Is insane to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
She played two roles, two very different roles, in one movie, and killed both of them.
Absolutely.
Just destroyed it. Everyone in that movie is great. There were no bad performances.
Right.
And even still, Lupita is carrying everyone on her back in that movie.
Yep.
Like, she's just, damn. I agree with you. I think that's the big snub. That's the big one. The only other snub is, I would say, what's his butt? Daniel Craig deserved a nomination for Knives Out.
Yeah. I was surprised Knives Out wasn't represented more just in general. I think it got original screenplay nomination. That's it?
Something. Yeah, that was the only one.
Yeah. He was really good in that movie. Arguably the best part of that movie. He wasn't the lead, you know. I think, a best supporting actor would have been a perfect nomination for that role. And I don't remember the category very well anymore. He may have even deserved to win it.
That's a pretty tough category. That was the Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Brad
never
Pitt
mind.
Category.
He does not. Yep. He never had a chance, but he did at least deserve to be nominated amongst those names.
Yeah. That was a good performance. Yeah, I agree with Lupita Nyong'o. Not only did she give the best performance in a movie, she gave two of the best performances in a movie.
Yeah. And that's almost what I was going to say, is like, you can almost nominate her for best lead and best supporting for the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
True.
Yeah, that was, and that's definitely, the horror genre is never going to gain traction with Oscar voters for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre to me because I don't know, like, whatever. There's some good performances.
I think it's because it's unpleasant in just a visceral way, and it feels like Oscar voters really love to think of cinema as art, and scaring people feels base.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm not agreeing with that sentiment. I'm just surmising what their point might be.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something like that.
Oh, I
it's easy
you.
To scare people. It's not easy to make people cry because her mom got cancer in this movie.
Which, on that same line, I think Us got snubbed out of original screenplay. I think probably because he just won for Get Out, what, 2 years ago, whatever that was. They probably weren't. But like 1917 got nominated in screenplay. Like, that script is just stage direction. Like,
yeah.
Which is an important part of any script, obviously, but like, the dialogue is not really, and the narrative of that movie isn't really that strong, in my opinion. But like, you know, versus Us, which has characters, multiple varied characters with, you know, twists and turns, and it's got creativity.
It's got a point. Like, it's got a message that is, I mean, not obscured completely, but is still like not a bang on the what's the phrase? I'm like on the nose, on its face representation of the message. There's an art to it, and there's it's not another war movie.
My favorite category, as we all know, is costume design.
Oh yeah, who do you think's got it?
Well, obviously, there's another 19th century movie that takes place in England, so that warehouse full of those costumes could win best costume design for Little Women. My favorite, though, was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because you don't think about their costuming and stuff. But if you make yourself think about it, like, oh yeah, that really looked like the late 60s Los Angeles between the hippies and the old aging actors and the studio executives and all the different people. Like, I don't know, I guess I thought it was best because I didn't think about it. But Little Women's going to win because, again, that warehouse is almost undefeated.
Black Panther beat it last year, though.
Yeah, no, that was a very big surprise.
Yeah,
for me anyway.
I'm glad that costume design was incredible.
Well, that took some thought. Again, Little Women, like, it takes some thought, but it takes thought of like, I bet if you went and looked at the original Little Women, most of the outfits are almost identical. But people are like, wow, she really put together a bunch of dresses that everyone in the universe already has for every movie studio. Whatever.
I don't know. I think the awards, like, and again, what are the awards even about? But to me, you should be celebrating what has done, what you do the most with your portion of the storytelling, right? Yeah. And I guess you could make the argument that having dresses that look fucking exactly like a dress would have looked like in 18, whatever the hell, helps tell the story, and that's true, but we have already lived through 18 whatever, so we know what that looked like. It shouldn't be that hard to recreate it, and B, we know it's not that hard to recreate because we've fucking done it a million times. So what are we celebrating with that award? But by giving it to Black Panther, and I can't remember her name, the costume designer, but
Ruthie Carter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She like right now, literally created not just the new world of Wakanda, but the new, like, several different tribes of Wakanda, and they were dressed in a certain way, and it fit, it made visual sense, and it was interesting and intriguing to look at. And while it was based on things that were true, you know, based on real art and fashion in African tribes, fashion, I don't know if that's the right word for it. Yeah. It's just a more impressive feat, and it really helps sell the idea of Wakanda.
Well, in this the category this year is kind of a return to form, because these are all these movies are period pieces.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which this category normally is full of, and Black Panther kind of bucked that trend, which was cool. And this category is one of the bigger snubs, with Ruthie Carter again for Dolomite Is My Name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Dolomite got nothing, which is surprising. But
yeah.
Well, you guys have any categories or major snubs?
No, I think we talked about the big two.
Not really.
Yeah.
Lupita is the real... That's like, I understand...
Who's the big one?
I understand why Daniel Craig maybe didn't make it onto the list, because that was a strong list. But Lupita Nyong'o just flat out earned her spot on the nominations mm-hmm. list and yeah. was not given it. And that's upsetting.
Yeah. Yep. I would have liked to see Alan Silvestri get nominated for the Endgame score over John Williams. Yeah.
That was definitely one that surprised me.
Not that the Star Wars score is not good, but I mean, it's the same thing he does every single time versus Endgame. I felt like they really made the score part of the movie more so. He got to do a lot more thematic songs as opposed to just kind of background noise.
Yep. Yeah, and this Rise of Skywalker, well, this trilogy as a whole, Rey's theme was something that stood out, but nothing really stood out music-wise from the last couple of Star Wars movies, unlike the original three movies, which, and even the prequel trilogy has some stuff that stands out, but I don't know. It's a bit of a lifetime achievement award for a guy who has like five or six Oscars already, which is odd, but
yeah.
Well, that's it, right? We did it.
We Woo. Did it. Sotskers, were we right? Were we wrong? Were you right? Were you wrong? You can lie to us. It's fine. It's the internet. Everyone's lying. Right? I'm not actually Ben Tibbles, guys. My name is Susan Carter. I'm 71 years old.
A weightlifter from Tallahassee.
A heavy smoker, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Real heavy. But the weightlifting counteracts it, so I'm fine. Yeah, do we have any news, any updates, folks? Or are we just signing out? Are we wrapping up?
The Morbius trailer came out.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I could go on for hours.
It doesn't look interesting at all. Why not just make a Blade movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a backdoor Blade movie.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an introduction for Blade, but...
Probably.
They seem they're going toward that Sony and Marvel. As weird as that whole thing with Spider-Man was, I actually think they're building towards something bigger crossover, because it sounds like they really want to put Venom into the MCU.
Yep. Hopefully it's a different Venom. But
get weird.
Soft tooth Venom.
But it's like you can't make a Morbius movie without being able to do Blade, which they're different companies now, so...
Yeah.
But Jared Leto forever.
God damn it.
That's an opinion shared by you and Jared Leto, so...
Well, he paid me to say that, so...
Well, Sotskers, you did it. You listened to our predictions. I want to know how right and wrong you think we are, and you got to tell us quick. Wait, this is airing after the Oscars, isn't it?
No, it'll be before.
Okay.
A few days before.
A few days before.
Yeah.
Edit this all out. Okay, so we should name the theoretical editor we have that is just one of us.
Biff.
Yeah. Biff?
Sure.
Biff, take that whole part out. Sotskers, how right were we? How wrong were we? What do you think? Tell us quick, because the Oscars are just around the corner, and after that you'll be cheaters if you tell us how right and wrong we were, because you'll know it'll be the future, and you'll have knowledge that we didn't have now. We want to thank our guest. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. We had one person on who saw all the movies. Yeah. So that was
helpful. Thank you for being our expert on this movie podcast that we host.
Except I will probably be more wrong than you guys just throwing darts.
We'll see.
It's whatever. You got anything you're plugging? Any shows you want to have people come to?
Yeah, I'm doing a one-man show next weekend. No, I'm not.
Is one of you playing with a rattle?
Probably no. Doug. I don't know.
I thought one of.
I heard some kind of rattling or something. Oh, it's this rattlesnake behind me.
I saw a rattlesnake at work the other day.
Oh.
Just sitting on the desk.
Your office where you write?
Yeah, just sitting on the desk.
TV show?
No, we had to do a shoot off site. So we were out in this field and I went to go use the designated pee spot, and lo and behold, rattlesnake.
Oh.
Did you kick it?
Yeah. I kicked it real hard.
Oh, good.
So wait, is it actually the snake that took over your body and is?
Yeah, no, he's just holding me at fang point. He's wrapped around my neck. He's got the fangs like gently pressed against my carotid. That's not up there.
different artery.
No, that's your neck, the carotid artery, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm gonna be real honest with you. There's no snake.
Hey, I get it though. I understand wanting to do anything to pee at this moment.
Ah. Okay. Well, hey guys, thank you for listening. Tell us how right and wrong we were. Tell us your thoughts, Sotskers. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We are Sotswatch, SOTSWATCH. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Doug.
I am guest number 12.
Correct.
Got it. Keep watching, Sots.